glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Psalm 107, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble." Boy, isn't that the truth? Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. And all God's people said, amen. That's right, Fred. I pray that you are doing well on this Thursday, this 27th day of June 2019, and God's hand was upon this ministry this past weekend. I know Mark has given a pretty extensive update on Monday, just computer issues one after another, and we're so grateful for God's goodness and his hand, even in the midst of storms. Amen. So grateful for his protection and his hand upon us. Now, if you missed kind of an update on what really happened, I know maybe you were listening late last week and maybe you noticed some differences or some changes, and we were off the air and all of that. Go back and listen to Monday's program through the audio archives part of our website at greatnewsradio.org. Mark did a great job of updating us on where we were at, what happened, and where we are today. So, and we're so grateful for you, friend. We give thanks to the Lord, but we are grateful for friends like you, because honestly, without your ears, we would not be here. I mean, without your prayers, we would not be here. Without your financial support, this ministry would not be here. And we are on the air because of friends just like you. And if you feel led to do so, we'd love to hear from you with a special gift of support, a generous gift to this listener-supported radio ministry. You can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or you can write to us, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Well, stick around, because coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be talking about contentment, what it is, and what causes us as believers to be discontent. Ooh, it's coming up right after this on Mark and Friends on this Thursday, right here on Great News Radio.
Weak and wounded sinner, lost and left to die. Oh, raise your head, for love is passing by. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus and live. Now your burden's lifted and carried far away. And precious blood has washed away the stain. So sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus, sing to Jesus and live. And like a newborn baby, don't be afraid to crawl. And remember when you sometimes we fall. So fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus, fall on Jesus and live. Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. So if your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and live. Oh, and when the love spills over, and music fills the night. And when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. Dance for Jesus. Final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye. Then go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and, you know, we serve a God who takes care of us. Amen? Isn't that the truth? In Psalm 23, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." I shall not want. You know, a shepherd cares for his flock. He leads his flock. He protects his flock. He rescues his flock. I mean, look at this. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Friend, we serve a wonderful Savior. In fact, in Psalm 107, verse 8, it says, "For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things." Friend, we have a wonderful Savior. And maybe that's why David said in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Do you know what he's saying there? The NIV version says, "I lack nothing." The New Living Translation says, "I have all that I need." Another translation says, "There is nothing I lack." In other words, all my needs are supplied by the Lord, the shepherd. I am content. Content. What is contentment? Well, friend, it's the inner sufficiency that keeps us at peace in spite of outward circumstances. Let me say that again, because that's one of those long, drag-on sentences here. Contentment is an inner sufficiency that keeps us at peace in spite of outward circumstances. In fact, true contentment, friend, is not found in what we have. Some of us are driving a really nice car right now, and some of us are not. But true contentment is not found in what we have, but who we know. And it is a relationship with Almighty God. So what would cause us, dear friend, what would cause us to stray away? What would cause us to be discontent? What would cause us to find our contentment in something other than our relationship with God? And so there are three things today that can take away, well, there's a whole lot more, but these are the three main things. What would take away our contentment? Well, one, it's covetousness. Covetousness. In fact, that's a fancy church word, really meaning to pant after. In Exodus 20, it talks about not to covet your neighbor's house, your neighbor's wife, male servant, and ox, donkey, anything that is of your neighbor's. That means to pant after, because it brings about a spirit of dissatisfaction. I mean, because it speaks, I mean, if we're honest with ourselves, when we covet, when we pant after things, it speaks of a dissatisfaction with what we've been blessed with and a jealousy towards those who have something better. Isn't that the truth? That's why covetousness, friend, is a dangerous, dangerous sin. It is. It says, "God, I'm not happy with what you blessed me with. I want something better." It says, God, I'm not satisfied with what you've given me. It is not enough. Covetousness. Boy, that can just steal our joy, steal the peace and what we've been blessed with. Covetousness can take away our contentment that we have in our relationship with Almighty God. Covetousness. Also, another thing that can take away our contentment in our relationship with Christ and all that we've been blessed with is comparison. Is comparison. Comparison. Friend, we will always go wrong when we compare. Let me say that one more time because that is worth noting 5 or 6 or 7 times. We will always go wrong when we compare. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, God is using the Apostle Paul to really prove a point here about the body of Christ. There's a part in there where they say, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less part of the body. Or what if the ear says, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body? We all have a part to play. What God is calling out here in 1 Corinthians 12 is calling out here the spirit or the temptation of comparing. Friend, have you ever thought, boy, we just have a nice house. I love our house, our new home. I love our home. Until you visit somebody else's. And then you come home thinking, boy, this place is a dump. Have you ever thought, you know what? I just love my car. I love the fact that I can get such and such miles per gallon. Until you see somebody else drive a nicer car. Have you ever thought, boy, I am just so blessed by my salary. I'm thankful for the job that I have. Until you find out the salary of another coworker. Comparison. Comparison. We will always go wrong when we compare. I mean, those sale ads, those infomercials, those ads that we see in the paper and on TV, what they do is they play the comparison game. They want you to look at your life and see that it is void of the product that they are trying to sell. Isn't that the truth? You know, Black Friday ads can be a temptation for some folks. Watching HGTV can make some folks feel discontent with what God has blessed them with. Comparison. We will always go wrong when we compare. So covetousness can steal our contentment. The game of comparison can steal our contentment. But friend, also pride. Pride can steal our contentment. Joey, what do you mean by that? Because here, pride flows from a heart that says, I deserve better than what God has given me. Think about this. Let's just look at it in a real life scenario. I deserve more money because I've been here the longest. I deserve that position because I work the hardest. Watch this. I have a degree, so therefore I deserve such and such, such and such. I don't need this. I deserve better. And when pride creeps in, we become discontent with what we have and where we are. Now, friend, there is nothing wrong. I hope you're listening to me today. There is nothing wrong to wanting to better yourself. But when it gets to the point where you are no longer joy-filled with the blessings that God has given you already, that is a problem. When you want that thing, that person, that situation so much where you become discontent with what you have already been blessed with, you have crossed the line. So what do I do? First of all, you thank God for what you have. Contentment grows out of the ground of gratitude, friend. When we have a healthy view of who we were and what God has done for us, we should naturally thank Him and know that we deserve nothing, friend. Really, His gift of salvation is more than enough. We need to thank Him for what we have because guess what? I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. We need to thank Him for what we have. We also need to thank Him for what we don't have. Aren't you glad that God did not answer some of your prayers in the way you wanted them? I mean, think about it, because we thought we knew it all back then, didn't we? We thought we knew what was best at the time. We thought we really wanted that thing. We really wanted that job. But praise God, he sees the bigger picture, and he has a much better plan in store. So on the road back to contentment, we need to thank God for what we have and thank God for what we don't have. And also we need to just trust God. Friend, when you don't get the job, trust him. When you don't get the spouse you've prayed for, that getting that guy, that girl, that relationship, just trust him. When God closes the door on something you really, really, really want, just trust him. So we need to thank him for what we have. Thank him for what we don't have. And we just need to trust him at the end of the day. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee.
Chapman and Holy, Holy, Holy. Well, if you missed any of today's program here on Great News Radio, go back and listen through the audio archive section of our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, and right there on the right-hand side, go ahead and click the audio archive section where you can listen to past programs of not just Mark and Friends, but also Sunday Worship that you enjoy each and every Sunday morning and Sunday night. Hey, and while you're there, in all honesty, consider sending in a generous gift of support, because it is our hope what we did today, what we did yesterday on Great News Radio, we will continue to do every day until the Lord returns. The gospel is free, friend, but ministry does cost. And we would not be here without the grace of God and the people of God rallying around this radio ministry and supporting us. So if you feel led to do so, we'd love to hear from you. Again, at our website, greatnewsradio.org, right there on the right-hand side, click donate, and you can make your gift right there online, safely and securely. Well, from all of us here, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy the rest of my Thursday. Got some stuff getting done to my house today. Got to meet the special water service guy to come out and rearrange some pipes today. That sounds like fun, so we're going to do that. So until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.